让我们可以聚集在这边来敬拜这位又真又活的神。
I also praise and thank God I can be here with all of you.
我也感谢主可以让我跟诸位在一起。
It's always nice and always give me such great peace and joy to be here with our brothers and sisters.
每次当我可以再一次的跟大家聚会，我都觉得很平安与喜乐。
This morning we'd like to share with you.
今天早上我想跟大家分享。
A man after God's own heart.
一个合神心意的人。
Now this saying or this statement.
这一句话
is very beautiful.
是很美好的一句。
I know my wife about 17 years now.
我认识我太太已经17年。
I think for these 17 years, he never said to me, Vudi, you are a man after my own heart.
那我想这17年当中，他从未跟我说过，说 Vudi, 你是合我心意的人。
I don't think I remember she said that to me.
我没有记忆他有这样跟我说过。
But what she said to me recently, she said, Vudi, you are a very good house husband.
那但是最近他有跟我说过，他说 Vudi 你是一个很好的居家的丈夫。
But imagine if someone say that to you.
想想看，要是有人对你说这样的一句话。
You are a man or woman after my own heart.
你是我合我心意的人。
I'm sure we will feel very good inside.
我想我们心里会觉得很好。
But imagine if God make that statement to you and I.
但想象一下，当神这样跟我们说。
Brother so and so and sister so and so.
这位弟兄，这位姐妹。
You are.A person after my own heart.
你是合我心意的人。
How wonderful this is!
这是如此的美好。
Because this means God must completely love this person.
这换句话来说，这神是完全的爱这样的一个人。
So when God made this statement,
当神这样说
，A man after my own heart.
这个人合我心意。
Who is he talking about?
他在讲谁呢
？Even though he's talking about King David,
他是在讲大卫王。
But this man after God's own heart can be you and I.
但这个合神心意的人也可以是你与我。
Because God wants every one of us to be a person after His own heart.
神愿每个人都可以成为合他心意的人。
And let's learn from David.
让我们来从大卫来学习。
How did David be able to, to move God's heart to say such a statement?
大卫是如何的来感动神的心，让神这样子在称赞他呢
？Let's go to Acts chapter 13.
让我们来看使徒行传十三章。
The book of Acts chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章。
Verse 22.
二十二节。
Acts 13 verse 22.
使徒行传十三章二十二节。
And when he had removed him, he raised up for them David as king.To whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart, who will do all my will.
击废了扫罗，就选立大卫做他们的王，又为他做见证说，我寻得耶西的儿子大卫，他是合我心意的人，凡事要遵行我的旨意。
So we know King Saul was the first king in Israel.
我们知道扫罗王是以色列第一个王。
But after he sinned against God,
但是当他得罪了神
，then God raised another king.
神兴起另外一个王
，and he is King David.
那就是大卫王。
And King David is someone very special to God.
大卫是一个很特别的人。
Even though he is a man,
即使他是人
，just like he's a son of Jesse.
在这边说他是耶西的儿子。
As a man, he's no one really special.
作为人其实没什么大不了的。
Just like you and I,
就像你与我一样。
All of us are made out of dust.
我们都是从尘土而造。
But why God loves us so much?
为什么神是如何的爱我们呢
？Because he just loves us.
因为他就是爱我们
For no other reason than just loving us.
没有别的原因，他就是爱我们。
So just like for King David,
就像大卫王
God said, I have found David, the son of Jesse.
我寻得耶西的儿子大卫。
So when God said, I have found, this means there must be something in David that God finds that's so amazing to him.
在这里神说我寻找到了，那一定是在大卫身上有一些特别的东西是神所要寻求的。
So because he found something in David's heart,
神在大卫的心中找到了。
Then God said, "A man after my own heart."
因此他说他是合我心意的人。
Yes, even though he's after God's own heart, he is still a man.
即使他是合神心意的，但是他毕竟是个人。
So you and I nowadays,
今天的我们
，we also can be God's after God's own heart.
我们也可以成为合神心意的人。
But what is the first thing that David understands?
大卫首先了解的是什么呢？
God said here, who will do all my will.
就是他是凡事都会遵行我的旨意。
This is very important.
这非常的重要。
You know, sometimes when I have my nieces, it seems like I have favoritism.
好像有时候在我的侄女当中，我好像会有偏爱某一个。
Maybe I like one more than the others.
似乎好像我爱这个比那个多。
Actually, it's not that it's not biblical.
其实这个也不是说不合圣经。
And just like when we have friends,
就好像我们有朋友。
Some friends we like more than others.
我们会比较喜欢这个朋友多过那个朋友。
And why is this?
为什么呢？
Because quite often the reason we have this kind of favoritism because one person do the things after our own hearts.
那原因就是因为某那个人可能会做的事情比较合我们的心意。
Just like a relationship between friends.
就好像在朋友之间的关系。
You can see King David.
就好像大卫王。
He had many wives.
他有很多的妻子。
But none of those wives can really satisfy his heart.
没有，不是每个妻子都可以满足他的心。
Then they say this one person.
他说有一个人
That is one person, his heart knitted together with King David.
那个人的心跟大卫的心是连在一起的。
And that was Jonathan.
那个人就是约拿丹。
Why? Because during that time they truly understand one another.
因为他们彼此非常的了解。
So when David hang out with Jonathan, they feel that their heart just one.
当他们在一起的时候，他们觉得他们的心是连在一起的。
And so why did God found David a man after his own heart?
为什么神寻得大卫是合他心意的人呢？
Say who will do all my will.
凡事遵行我的旨意。
And this is one of the reasons why.
这就是其中一个原因。
So for us nowadays,
对于今天的我们
If you really want to be a man after God's own heart,
我们要是真的想成为合神心意的人
We must do God's will.
我们要遵行神的旨意
And quite often we have this thought in our mind.
常常我们有这样的想法
What is God's will?
神的旨意是什么呢?
It seems there's so many things in the Bible is God's will.
似乎圣经当中有那么多的事情都是神的旨意
Let's see what is God's will for David for him to do.According to God.
让我们来看看大卫对于大卫来说怎么样来做才是合神的旨意。
Let's turn the book of Psalm, chapter 119.
让我们来看诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇。
Verse 97.
97节。
Psalm, chapter 119, verse 97.
诗篇119篇97节。
Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. Verse 98. 98. You, through your commandments, make me wise than my enemies, for they are ever with me. You can see here, this is God's will.
这就是神的旨意。
God's will is for David to love his law and his commandment.
神的旨意是要让他爱慕神的律法，然后思考他的命令。
So just like nowadays,
就像今天。
We know God's word is in the Bible.
我们知道神的话就在圣经当中。
And the more we read God's word,
当我们读的越多，
the more we can understand who God is.
我们就越认识神是谁。
And the more we can understand who God is,
当我们越了解神是谁的时候，
then it's easy to do His will.
那要遵行他的旨意就比较简单。
But if we don't like to read His word,
但要是我们不读他的他的话
If David never loved God's law and commandment,
要是大卫从不爱慕他的律法跟他的命令
How can God say David's a man after his own heart?
神会就不会说他是合他心意的人
Just like nowadays in any relationship,
就好像在今天我们任何一段的人际关系上
Do we really know one another?
我们真的彼此了解吗
And for us to know one another, we must have fellowship with one another.
我们要彼此了解，我们就要彼此团契。
Yes, we can say very loosely, I know this person, I know that person.
我们可以很轻松地说，我们认识这个人，我们认识那个人。
Maybe we know of them.
可能我们只是认识他们一部分这个人。
But we really do not know them.
但是我们却不是真正的了解这个人。
Just like many of you know me.
就好像很多人认识我
But I don't think you know me as much as my wife know me
但是我想你并不像我的太太一样了解我
So that's why when God said David is a man after God's own heart
就因此神说大卫是合他心意的人
Because David loved God's word so much
大卫爱神的话是如此的多
And why did he love God's word so much
为什么大卫是这样的爱神的话呢
Look at verse 19, 98
节
Psalm chapter 119, verse 98.
诗篇119篇98节
You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies.
你的命令常存在我心里，使我比仇敌有智慧。
As human being, we always try to find wisdom.
作为人，我们常常都会寻求智慧。
And some people go to school for years to find wisdom.
很多人去学校攻读多年，就是寻求知识跟智慧。
But what did David say here?
大卫在这里说什么呢？
Say, through your commandments make me wiser than my enemies.
你的命令常存在我心里，使我比仇敌有智慧。
So what does this mean?
这什么意思呢？
This means David knows the reason he loved God's command because his God's word will make him more wise than anyone.
大卫爱慕神的话，是因为他知道他的道会使他比他的仇敌有智慧。
Not only that is he wiser than his enemy.
不仅如此。
But in verse 99,
99节
I have more understanding than all my teacher, for your testimony are my meditation.
我比我的师父更通达，因我思想你的法度。
So here he even had more wisdom than all his teachers.
这里他甚至比他的师父都更有智慧。
How can David say this?
大卫为什么可以这样说呢？
For a person to be a teacher, this means they must know a lot.
作为一个师父，这个人一定懂了很多。
But why did King David say that he has more understanding than all his teachers?
为什么大卫说他比他的师父都来得更通达呢？
It's like nowadays when we go to college.
就好像今天我们去上大学。
I'm sure there's many great professors out there.
在大学当中有很多很优秀的教授。
But if they do not know God,
他们不认识神。
They have no wisdom.
他没有智慧。
Why? Because the beginning of wisdom is to know God.
因为智慧的开端就是要认识神。
You can see the things of this world.
我们看到世上的这一切。
Even now, for a person, a common cold, men still cannot cure.
就好像一个很普通的感冒，很多时候我们都没有办法治愈。
So our wisdom is very limited.
所以其实像智慧是很人的智慧是很有限的。
But if we read God's word,
但是当我们读神的道
and we know who, the one that created us,
我们认识这位创造我们的人。
And it's more wisdom than anything that we can know about the things of this universe.
这个智慧是比这个宇宙当中一切其他的智慧都来得更高。
But because the more we read in the Bible,
当我们在对圣经了解更多
the more we can understand the one that created this whole universe,
我们就更认识那位创造这个宇宙万物的。
So that's why King David not only can understand more than his enemies, but also more than all his teachers.
正因如此，所以他不仅比他的仇敌，也比他的师父来得更通达，更有智慧。
So no wonder that King David loved God's word so much.
正因为如此，大卫才会这样的爱慕神的话。
And look at verse 100.
Verse 100.
I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precept.
我比年老的更明白，因我守了你的训词。
You can see how wonderful this is.
这句话也很美好。
Actually, he said he, because of God's word,
因为神的话。
He understands more than all those in the past.
他比过去的都更明白。
So that's why when we think about this,
当我们来思考这一点，
why we should love God's word?
为什么我们要爱慕神的话呢？
Why? Because when we love God's word, God will call us a man after His own heart.
当我们爱慕神的话，神会称我们为合他心意的人。
When we read God's word,
当我们来读神的话，
we have more wisdom than anyone out there.
我们会比其他的人都更有智慧。
And this is very true.
这是很真实的一点。
You know, when I was2 weeks ago, I have to share in a regional high school theological seminar.
两个礼拜之前，我去帮忙高中生的神训班。
And the topic was true love.
那时候的题目是真正的爱。
And I googled the word true love.
那我就上网去找真爱的定义。
And of course, you read so many common what people think about true love.
那我读了很多别人是怎么来看真爱这么一回事。
And every common is very sappy.
那很多的这些评价都是很主观。
And when people talk about true love, it's very shallow.
当他们提到这个定义的时候，都是很狭窄的一个定义。
Why? Because even though human beings, yes, we are full of knowledge.
作为人，我们有很多的知识。
But the wisdom inside of us is very little.
但是我们的知识却是很有限的。
So when we come back to the Bible.
当我们回到圣经，
What is the definition of true love?
真爱的定义是什么呢？
There's in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
那就是在哥林多前书13章。
True love suffers long and is kind.
真爱它是爱是恒久忍耐的。
True love is not puffed up.
那它是不嫉妒的。
True love does not rejoice in iniquity.
它是不做害羞的事。
True love can be all things.
它是凡事的包容。
Believe all things.
凡事的相信。
Hope all things.
凡事盼望。
Endures all things.
凡事忍耐。
Can you imagine if we have this kind of knowledge? Right, about true love, just reading the Bible.
当你可以想象一下，当我们来读圣经的时候，就可以晓得这个真爱的定义是这样。
You just feel that you are full of wisdom.
别人会觉得你真的是充满了智慧。
Of course, the Bible is God's word.
圣经是神的话。
And in my, you know, for the last 30 years, I read many poetry or many poems.
在过去的三十年，我读了很多的诗的诗。
Of course, some poems out there is very nice, like roses are red, violets are blue, something like that.
那外面很多诗的很多诗人做的诗都非常的很写得很好。
And a lot of poems out there have no idea what they're talking about.
那也有一些诗我根本不知道他们在讲什么。
But if you read the Bible,
但是当我们读圣经
，just like Solomon,
就好像所罗门
，he wrote over 1,000 songs.
他写了超过1,000篇的诗。
And every song is so poetic.
每一篇都是那么样的有智慧。
Actually, the whole Bible is full of poetry.
其实整个圣经都是充满了这种诗歌。
Just like when Ruth, right, say to Naomi.
就好像路德他对拿尔米所讲的。
Really, when I read these two verses,
当我读那几句话
it moved me so much.
真的很让我感动
Because the word that he spoke is truly from God.
因为他所从心里所讲的真的是从神而来的爱
Because there was time Ruth was determined to follow her mother-in-law.
因为那时候路德已经是下定决心要跟随她的婆婆
And she said to her,
她对她的婆婆说
Entreat me not to leave you.
不要催我回去
Or to turn back from following after you.
不跟随你
For wherever you go, I will go.
你往哪里去我也往哪里去
And wherever you lodge, I will lodge.
你在哪里住宿我也在哪里
Your people should be my people.
你的国就是我的国。
And your God, my God.
你的神就是我的神。
And where you die, there I will die.
你在哪里死，我也在哪里死。
And there I will be buried.
也葬在那里。
The Lord do so to me even more also, nothing but death part you and me.
除非死能使我你我相离，不然愿神重重的降罚于我。
This is so beautiful.
真的非常的美好。
So that's why we must love the word of God.
我们真的要爱神的话。
Because the word of God will give us such great wisdom.
因为神的话会给予我们智慧。
When we speak, you know, so beautifully.
当我们所说的言语也会变得非常的美好。
Yes, there's many books out there.
外面有很多的书籍。
But there's nothing compared to the word of God.
但没有一本可以跟圣经来相比。
So that's why we must love the word of God.
我们要爱神的话。
Because it will give us great wisdom.
因为它会给我们智慧。
And what else? Why do David love the word of God?
那另外为什么大卫还会爱神的话呢？
Psalm 119 verse 11.
在诗篇的119篇第11节
Psalm 119 verse 11
诗篇119篇第11节
Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you
我将你的话藏在心里免得我得罪你
We can see nowadays in this world
在今天
People live in sin
很多人都活在罪中
And the reason people live in sin because they do not know the word of God
因为他们不晓得神的话
What is the word of God?
神的话是什么？
The word of God then give us strength to overcome sin.
神的话可以给予我们力量来克服我们的罪。
Just like nowadays.
像今天。
Why so many people commit fornication?
为什么那么多人会犯奸淫？
Some young people by the age 15, 16, they already have, you know, 7, 10 sexual partners already.
在他们15岁，年轻人15、16岁的时候，他们已经有很多的性伴侣。
Why? Because they do not understand the word of God.
为什么呢？因为他们不懂得神的话。
And nowadays, why there's so many divorce?
像今天为什么有那么多的离婚个案呢？
Half, 50% of marriage end up in divorce within 3 to 5 years.
在三五年之内结婚的都会有一半会离婚。
Why is this?
为什么呢？
Because they do not understand the word of God.
因为他们不懂得神的话。
Because the Bible states when you marry, you're married for life.
圣经说，当你结婚的时候是一辈子的。
And the only time you can be divorced is when your spouse pass away.
唯一可以离婚的时候就是当你配偶过世。
Or when your spouse commit adultery.
或者当配偶犯了奸淫。
That's the only two reasons why we can be divorced.
这只有是唯一的原因可以离婚的。
But if people do not understand the word of God.
但是现在的人不懂得不明白神的话，他们就活在罪中。
And David knows the reason he loves the law of the Lord because it keeps him away from sin.
大卫知道他那么爱神的话，是因为神的话可以让他远离罪。
So how about us?
那对于我们呢？
Do we live a life in sin nowadays?
我们是不是活在罪中呢？
If we live a life in sin, this means we truly do not know and understand the word of God.
当我们或者要是我们真的活在罪中，就代表我们并没有完全了解神的话。
Of course, for people who do not know God.
对于不认识神的人，
we cannot blame them when they go out and commit sin.
他们出去犯罪，我们没有办法指责他们。
Because they do not know any better.
因为他们并不晓得什么是更好的。
But for those of us who worship the true and living God,
但是对于我们敬拜这位又真又活的神，
if we sin against God,
当我们得罪神，
and it's once again we put him on the cross,
我们再一次的把主钉在十字架上，
and we sin against God,
我们得罪神，
we really do not love God,
我们就没有爱神。
So that's why King David, he knows very clearly.
大卫王他非常的清楚。
And also 119 verse 50.
在119篇的第五十节
Psalm 119 verse 50
诗篇119篇的
十节 Why King David loved the word of God so much?
为什么大卫王是如此的爱慕神的话呢？
Say, this is my comfort and my affliction, for your words have given me life.
这话将我救活了，在我患难中因此得安慰。
You know, every year over 30,000 people in America kill themselves.
每一年在美国有超过3万人自杀。
And nowadays, you know, the diagnosis for major depression is so high.
今天很多人都都罹患了严重的忧郁症。
Why? Because many people do not have peace.
因为很多人心中没有平安。
And many people do not have joy.
很多人心中没有喜乐。
Why? Because they feel so hopeless in their lives.
对他们对于他们的生命觉得毫无指望。
But the main reason because they do not understand the word of God.
更重要的原因是因为他们不认识不懂得神的话。
Because if they truly understand the word of God.
要是他们真的了解神的话
，the word of God can comfort them.
神的话可以安慰他们。
Because the word of God can give us life.
因为神的话给予我们生命。
I remember when my father was in the hospital from cancer.
我记得我的养父还在医院罹患癌症的时候。
And the time the doctors gave him only 2 weeks to live.
那时候医生给了他两个星期。
And he was so afraid of falling asleep.
他真的很害怕会睡着那时候。
Because he said if he falls asleep, he might not get up again.
因为他担心他一旦睡着，他们就不会再醒过来了。
So during this time, even though he had very little strength,
即使那时候他的力气很小。
But he always tried to keep himself awake.
他还是一直努力让他自己是清醒的。
But when we go there and visit him,
当我们去探访他，
and we read the word of God to him,
我们向他读神的话，
especially the words from the book of Psalms,
尤其是诗篇当中的话，
and he always managed to fall asleep,
他都很容易的就睡着。
Because he made this statement,
他这样说，
when you read the word of God to me,
当你向我读神的话，
See, the word of God gave me such peace and joy.
神的话给予我平安与喜乐。
And that's why you'd be able to fall asleep during that time.
所以那时候我才可以平安的睡过去。
So for us nowadays,
今天，
we all have problems.
我们都有自己的问题。
Sometimes we feel empty inside.
我们也许觉得心灵空虚。
Sometimes we are so burned from the things of this world.
我们可能觉得说世界给我们的重担很大。
But we have to realize one thing.
但是我们要意识到一点。
This world is only temporary.
世界是短暂的。
If we suffer all our lives, maybe we suffer only for 80 years.
即使我们一辈子都在受苦，也只是80年罢了。
That's why our hope is not in this world.
因此我们的盼望不应该在这世上，
But rather in the world to come.
而是在再来的世。
And this world to come is for eternity.
那就是永生。
So that's why when we are sad, when we feel sorrowful,
当我们觉得难过，我们觉得忧伤的时候，
we must read the word of God.
要读神的话。
Because the word of God can truly comfort us.
因为神的话真的可以安慰人的心。
Just like when we worry about life.
就好像当我们忧虑我们的生活，
What should we eat? What should we drink?
我们吃什么，穿什么？
But God, Jesus told us already.
但是耶稣已经告诉我们，
Do not worry about tomorrow.
不要为明天的忧虑。
Tomorrow will have its own worries.
明天自有明天的忧虑。
Today we should worry for today and not for tomorrow.
我们为今天的为今天的就够了。
This is great wisdom.
这是很大的一个智慧所在。
And he said, look at the bird in the air.
就好像在天空的飞鸟。
They need a toy or reap.
他们需要耕种吗？他们需要收？
Or gathered into barns.
还是他们需要收种收割吗
？But the heavenly Father, feed them.
但是我们的天父却是会会喂养他们。
And how much more we are greater than the birds of the air?
那我们比天上的飞鸟来的是不是更为重要呢
？But the only way we can understand is by reading the Word of God.
但是我们要了解到这一点，我们需要读神的话。
Just like King David.
就好像大卫。
Say, this is my comfort in my affliction.
他说神的话是我的安慰，在我患难当中。
So we know King David through his lifetime he went through trial and tribulation.
我们知道在大卫的一生他受过很多的苦。
Because when he was younger, actually he was anointed as king.
当他很年轻的时候，他就已经被高立为王。
But for many years, King Saul went after him.
但是扫罗王在很多年当中都在追杀他。
But when he got older.
当他比较年纪比较大的时
候，
因为他与拔示巴犯罪。
Then one by one, he saw his sons die.
一个接一个的，他目睹着他的儿子离世。
And little by little, he saw his kingdom divided.
就逐渐的，他看到他的王国在分裂。
But through the word of God.
但是透过神的话
，he always feels so comforted.
他受到了安慰。
Just like nowadays for us.
就像今天的我们。
Yes, there's many things we are worried about.
有很多的事情我们要去担心忧虑
But we really understand the word of God.
但是当我们真的明白神的话
Then we will have comfort and peace and joy.
我们心中就会有平安与喜乐
And let's go to Psalm 119.
那我们继续来看诗篇119篇
Verse 165.
165节
119, 165.
119篇165节
Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble.
爱你律法的人有大平安，什么都不能使他们绊脚。
The word of God not only can comfort us, but also can give us great peace.
神的话不仅可以安慰我们，也可以给予我们大安平安。
Nowadays, for human being, it's so difficult to find peace.
今天在人当中很难找到平安。
Because we all find peace in the wrong places.
我们常常在错的地方来寻求平安。
Just like some people when they want to find peace.
比如说有一些人
They think, you know, alcohol will give them peace.
有些人会觉得酗酒在酒精当中会给他们平安
So they drink quite often.
他们常常的酗酒
And some people, they want to find peace, they go to drugs.
有些人试图从药物当中找到平安
But we know drugs can never give us peace.
但是我们知道像药物毒品是没有办法给我们平安的
And some people think they can give them peace if they have a lot of money.
有些人觉得说财富钱财可以给予别人平安
It doesn't matter how much money we have.
但是无论我们有多少的钱
We can never find peace in money.
我们在金钱当中无法找到平安。
If we really truly think about it,
当我们真的来思考这一点
，Nothing in this world can give us peace.
世上没有什么事情可以给我们平安的。
Only God can give us peace.
只有神。
So that's why when Paul, the great apostle,
就好像保罗，使徒保罗
，He went through a lot of trial and tribulation.
他经历很多的患难。
But when he prayed to God,
当他与神祷告
，said God, peace surpass all understanding.
他在祷告当中他理解到超越神是超越了所有的人可以理解
In other words that God's peace would transcend beyond anything that we go through in this world
换句来说神的平安是超越了我们在世间所经历的一切
So we want to be a man after God's own heart
我们要成为合神心意的人
We must love God's word
我们要爱神的话
Because God's word can comfort us
因为神的话可以安慰人
God's word can give us wisdom
他可以给我们智慧
God's word can keep us from sinning against him
他可以让我们不得罪神
And God's word can grant us peace
那神的话也可以给予我们大平安
And why? What else?That King David loved the word of a man after God's own heart.
那还有什么其他的事是大卫做是让他成为合神心意的人呢
？Because King David he loved to pray.
还有就是大卫王很喜欢祷告。
What does pray mean?
祷告是什么呢
？Pray mean that he's communicate with God. He talks with God.
祷告就是与神的沟通，与神说话。
Just like when we love a person,
就好像当我们很爱一个人的时候
，For sure, would we love to talk to them?
那我们也会很喜欢跟那个人聊天。
We want to communicate with them.
日无论是日晚上还是白天，我们都想跟那个人讲话。
And this is how David felt in his relationship with God.
他这就是大卫觉得他跟神的关系是这样的。
He loved to communicate with God.
他很喜欢跟神来沟通。
Why did he love to communicate with God?
为什么他喜欢跟神沟通呢？
Because he reads the word of God.
因为他读神的话。
And he understands God very clearly.
他很了解神。
And that's why he loved to pray.
就是因为这样，所以他喜欢祷告。
Psalm 116.
请看诗篇116篇。
Psalm 116.
诗篇116篇。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
第一、第二节。
I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplication. Verse 2.
第二节。
Because he has inclined his ears to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. We can see here that King David, he loved to communicate with God.
在这里我们可以看到大卫王很喜欢跟神沟通。
And the first reason why the love communicate with God, because he said, because he has heard my voice.
第一个原因是因为神听了他的声音。
Nowadays, in any relationship,
在今天在每一段的人际关系上，
if we talk to a person,
当我们跟一个人讲话，
and when we talk to them, they are not listening.
当我们对他们讲话，他们没有在听的时候，
and for sure, next time, we do not want to talk with them.
那我想下一次我们就不想再跟那个人讲话了。
And quite often, we are human beings, that's what we do.
那常常我们人常常是这样的。
We really never listen to one another.
我们并没有会聆听对方。
But God is very different.
但是神却不一样。
When we communicate with God,
当我们跟神沟通，
when we pray to God,
当我们向神祷告，
God completely listen to every word that we speak.
神是完完全全地聆听我们跟他诉说的每一个话。
And that's why King David loved to speak with the Lord.
因为如此，大卫王很喜欢跟神祷告。
And verse 2 said, because he inclined his ear to me, therefore I will cast upon him as long as I live.
他既向我侧耳，我一生要求告他。
You know, quite often we communicate with one another.
当我们常常有时候彼此在联系沟通的时候，
especially when someone shares their burden with us.
尤其是一方向对方来诉说他们的重担。
It's very difficult to sit there and to listen.
要坐在那边好好的聆听，有时候很困难。
Of course, we do not blame on them if they don't want people don't want to listen.
当对方要是不想聆听的时候，我们没有办法来指责对方。
Because it's very burdensome.
因为要聆听也是很大的一个重担。
But God is very different.
但是神不一样。
We can speak to God 24/7.
我们可以全天候的来跟神沟通。
And God would never get tired.
神不会疲惫。
And God can never ever feel the burden.
神不会觉得有很大的重担。
And every word that we speak and every thought that we think, God will understand and know everything.
我们跟他诉说的每一句话，我们每一个念头，他都理解。
So why we do not like to pray to him?
那正是因为如此，为什么我们不愿意跟神祷告呢？
Because we do not understand.
因为我们不明白。
How God wants to listen to us.
神是如此的愿意来聆听。
How God wants to be close to us.
神是如此的希望可以更接近我们。
So that's why King David, he loves to pray to God.
大卫王，正因为如此，大卫很喜欢跟神祷告。
And we know King David was blessed by God many, many times.
我们也知道神，大卫是很受神祝福的。
When King David prayed to God,
当大卫王向神祷告，
God always fulfilled his request.
神一直都是会满足他的要求。
Except for the last request that King David asked.
只有在最后一个大卫提出的要求。
That is to build the temple for God.
那就是为神建殿。
Actually, when we talk about relationship,
当我们在谈到人际关系，
relationship is never ever one-way thing.
任何一段的人际关系上都不是一面的。
The reason that David is a man after God's own heart.
在为什么是大卫可以成为合神心意的人？
Not only because God loved him so much.
不仅因为神爱他。
But because he loves God so much.
也是因为他很爱神。
We can see on the end of his life.
因此在他在他晚年的时候，
even though all his kingdom is all crumbling around him,
那我们知道他的王国都在他身边，
but he still want to do God's will,
但是他还是想遵循神的旨意来做。
And before his death,
在他死之前，
he want to build God the temple.
他想为神建殿.
This is the last thing that he can give to God.
这是他可以为神献上的最后一件事.
Actually, even though he designed and came up with the blueprint.
即使他设计，他把蓝图都弄出来了。
Because King David had sinned against God.
但是因为大卫他得罪过神。
God told him he cannot build the temple.
神告诉他，你不可以为我建殿。
We have to see King David's heart.
但我们要看到大卫王的心。
And that's why his heart is after God's own heart.
当我们看到的心时候，我们就知道他真的是合神心意的人。
Because he loved God so much.
因为他很爱神。
But how do we love God?
我们要如何来爱神呢？
By reading his word.
要来读他的话。
By communicate with him.
要来跟他沟通。
If we don't read his word and communicate with him, how can we say we love him?
要是我们不读神的话，不与神沟通的话，我们如何可以说我们爱他呢？
The more we love a person,
当我们越爱一个人,
the more we want to know about them.
我们就越想认识这个人,
the more we want to know about God.
当我们越想认识神,
the only way is to read his word.
那就是要读他的话,
if we love a person,
当我们爱一个人,
we always want to communicate with them.
我们都想跟那个人沟通,
and that is love.
讲话, 那就是爱。
If we don't want to communicate with a person, this means we have no love toward them.
要是我们不想跟那个人沟通的话, 我们代表我们就没有对那个人就没有爱。
So what is this telling us?
这告诉我们什么呢?
If we do not like to pray,
要是我们不喜欢祷告,
this means our relationship with God is not good.
代表我们跟神的关系并不好。
Why? Because two good friends always would love to communicate with one another.
因为两个好朋友会常常喜欢可以聊天沟通的。
And what else? Why King David a man after God's own heart?
那还有什么其他的原因让他成为合神心意的人呢?
Because David loved to praise God.
还有就是大卫很喜欢来称颂神。
See, praying, sometimes praising people nowadays is not easy.
在今天要称赞人有时候并不容易。
But if you really love that person,
但是当我们真的很爱一个人,
even though you can see the weaknesses,
即使我们看到他们弱点,
but it's very effortless to praise them.
但是我们要来 称赞他们, 却, 来得并不困难,
why? Because when we truly love them,
因为我们很爱那个人,
maybe the little things they do, we just feel, you know, that you know, all we can find a reason to praise them.
即使他们做的是小事情, 我们都可以找到原因要来, 称赞那个人。
So just like King David,
就像在大卫一样,
he lived his life to praise God.
他用他的一生来称颂神。
Psalm 119, verse 164.
让我们来看, 诗篇119篇,
Psalm 119,
164.
Seven times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgment.
我因你公义的典章一天七次赞美你。
King David never stopped to praise God.
大卫一直的都在赞美神。
Even during the time that he suffered so much,
即使在他受苦的时候,
he continued to praise God.
他还继续的在赞美神。
So nowadays for us, we also need to have this kind of heart.
今天的我们也要同样有这样的心智。
If you have this kind of heart, for sure, we can be a person after God's own heart.
当我们像大卫一样有这份的心的时候, 我们也会成为合神心意的人。
And what is the reason why King David would be able to praise God all the time?
为什么大卫可以常常的来赞美神呢?
Because he said, seven times a day I will praise you.
大卫这边说, 我一天七次的赞美你。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because of your righteous judgments.
因为你公义的典章。
For me, when I read this verse,
当我读到这一句,
I always feel very confident.
我都会觉得很受安慰。
Because everything in this world is never just.
世上很多的事情都是不公平,
and nothing in this world is always fair.
那很多事情也是不公平的。
But one thing for sure,
但是有一样我们知道,
the God that we worship,
我们所敬拜的主,
he's always fair.
他是公平的,
he's always righteous.
他是公义的,
so because of this, we should be confident.
因为这样我们就被安慰了。
Because if he's fair,
因为他要是他公平的,
then everything we do, he will see, he will know.
我们所作所为他都看得到。
Just like nowadays,
像今天,
maybe some people are unfair to us.
也许有一些人对于我们不公,
but do not worry too much.
不要担心,
because God will be fair to us.
因为神对我们是公平的。
And that's why David always praised the Lord.
正因为如此, 大卫一直都在赞美神。
And we know King David also praised God because of his, all his creation.
我们知道大卫赞美神也是因为神所有的这些创造。
If we go outside this morning,
要是我们今天早上出去,
we look up in the sky,
我们瞭望天空,
it's so amazing.
非常的漂亮。
Why? Because we look up in the sky.
当我们在仰望向天的时候,
we know that God's love pain throughout the whole universe.
我们知道神他已经, 创造了这个宇宙。
And that love is for you and I.
这个就是他给予你我的爱。
If we have this kind of wisdom,
当我们有这份的智慧,
how can we not praise God?
我们要如何不来赞美神呢?
God is so wonderful.
神是那样的美好。
So this means we really want to be a person after God's own heart.
要是我们想成为神, 和神心意的人,
we must be able to love God.
我们要可以来爱神。
Of course, love throughout praising Him.
爱就是表现在也要来赞美神。
And let's go to the next one.
下一个。
Why David is God after a man after God's own heart?
为什么大卫是合神心意的人?
Because David, he loved the unity between brethren.
他因为大卫是爱慕和平，爱慕团结的人。
If you look at King David's life,
让我们看，我们纵观大卫的一生。
He always tried to bring peace and unity to his fellow brethren.
他一直都是在他的弟兄，他的人民当中寻求和平。
We can see many times Saul wanted to kill him.
我们看到还有很多次在圣经当中，扫罗王都想杀他。
But King David always wanted to find and bring peace.
大卫是那一位常常想寻求和平的人。
We can see even King David's son, right, Absalom, really go against him.
我们看到他的儿子亚撒龙要去追杀大卫。
But King David was crying.
大卫还是在哭泣着。
Why? Because his son have, you know, go against him.
因为他的儿子跟他反目。
Because he want them to be unified.
他希望他们之间都是和平团结的。
Psalm 133. Psalm 133.
让我们来看诗篇133篇。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Psalm 133, verse 1.
诗篇133篇第一节。
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
看啊，弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
No wonder David is a man after God's own heart.
毫无疑问的，大卫真的是合神心意的人。
For him as a king,
作为一个王,
actually he can be a really bad king.
他可以成为一个不好的王。
Because a king is to rule over everyone.
王他是统治一切全国的。
But you can see his heart is really in the right place.
但是我们看到他的心却是在对的地方。
Because as a king, he wants his fellow brethren to live in unity.
作为王，他希望他的弟兄可以和睦同居。
So just like nowadays for us,
对于今天的我们,
if you want to be a man after God's own heart,
我们要成为合神心意的人,
we must love the unity of the brethren.
我们要, 喜好, 弟兄之间的和睦同居。
But nowadays is not easy.
但今天这样却在今天的时代并不简单。
Not only that we do not love unity, sometimes we are the one that cause dissension.
我们不仅有时候不喜欢和睦, 我们还是引起那些纷争的人。
If that is the case, we cannot be a person after God's own heart.
要是这样的话, 我们没有办法成为合神心意的人。
Because a man after God's own heart, they must be able to bring peace and joy among the brethren.
要成为合神心意的人, 我们要有办法把平安与喜乐带到弟兄姐妹之间。
And through this peace and joy,
透过这个平安与喜乐,
that fellow brethren can find unity.
弟兄姐妹之间可以有和睦。
Just like King David,
就像大卫,
he be able to bring unity among all the people.
他可以把, 和睦跟团结带到, 人群当中。
Remember in the beginning of his life,
记得在他一生开始的时候,
all the men that follow him,
所有跟随他的勇士,
they're just like men off, you know, off the street.
就好像都是这样在外面的一些在路上的一些人。
But on the end,
但最后,
he be able to make the mighty men.
他可以把这些普通人成为很优秀的人。
And on the end,
在最后,
he be able to unify Israel, right, together.
他也有办法把以色列民统一在一起。
No one is a man after God's own heart.
毫无疑问, 他真的是合神心意的人。
And what is the last thing?
最后一点,
why is David a man after God's own heart?
为什么大卫他是合神心意的人呢?
Because David hate every false way.
因为大卫他讨厌所有的这些不当的事。
In other words, David, he hated sin.
换句话来说，大卫是厌恶罪的。
Because he understands that God is a holy God.
因为他认识到神他是圣洁的神。
Anyone want to be a man after God's own heart, they must be sinless.
要成为合神心意的人，他们要是毫无旨意的人。
Not only that they need to be sinless, they also need to hate sin.
他们也要是厌恶罪恶的人。
Let's turn to Psalm 119.
让我们来看诗篇119篇。
Verse 104.
104节。
Verse 104.
104节。
Through your precept, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way.
我借着你的训词得以明白，所以我恨一切的假道。
Say to loving the word of God.
透过爱神的话。
Because today with the word of God, it's just like it's sweeter than honey.
神的话比比蜜糖更甜美。
That's why he loves it so much.
所以他很喜欢。
And because the word of God lives inside of him.
因为神的话活在他的心里面。
Then because of this, he was enlightened to hate every sin.
让他可以恨一切的罪。
So just like nowadays for us,
今天对于我们来说，
do we truly hate sin?
我们是真的恨恶罪吗？
When we talk about hating sin, we're not talking about hating the person who committing sin.
我们说恨恶罪，并不是说我们恨恶那些犯罪的人。
Because sin is the action of a person.
罪是人的行为动作。
We can love the person.And hate their sin at the same time.
我们可以爱那个人，但是恨恶他们的罪。
And this is what the Bible talks about.
这就是圣经所说的。
We can see King David; he always loved righteousness.
我们可以看到大卫王，他是爱慕正公义的事。
We can see even when he after he committed sin against Bathsheba.
我们看到即使他得罪神，他犯了罪。
And when Nathan went over there to talk to him,
拿单先知去跟他说。
And Nathan told him a story.
拿单告诉他一个故事。
About how the man, right, did unrighteously to another man.
一个人是怎么样的得罪另外一个人。
And during the time King David with his zealous heart.
那时候大卫王以他的火热的心。
He said that man should pay fourfold.
他就说那个人要还这个债。
Because David hated sin.
因为大卫的心中他知道他是恨恶罪的。
Of course, this man was himself.
但是当然那个人犯罪得罪那个犯罪的人其实就是他。
So when we reflect about our lives,
当我们在回想自己的生活
do we really hate sin?
我们真的是恨恶罪吗？
If we do not hate sin,
要是我们真的恨恶罪
we cannot be a person after God's own heart.
要是我们不恨恶罪的话我们没有办法成为合神心意的人。因为当我们不恨恶罪
we be able to avoid sin.
当我们恨恶罪的时候我们就可以避免罪。
And when we avoid sin, we be able to draw ourselves closer to God.
当我们避免罪的时候我们就可以让自己更靠近主。
You can see nowadays in this world,
今天在这个世界当中
people do not care anymore about doing the right thing.
很多人都不再在乎他们做的事情是否是对的。
Whatever feels good, people will do it.
只要自我感觉良好他们就去做了。
But that's not the way that's written in the Bible.
但是这并不是圣经所教会我们的做法。
There's many things in this world that make us feel good.
很多事情在这世上都会让我们觉得感觉良好。
But it doesn't mean that it's right.
这不代表这就是对的。
Just like people, some people love to drink.
就好像有些人很喜欢喝酒。
And I'm sure when they drink, they feel very good.
我想当他们喝酒的时候，他们自己也觉得很好。
But it doesn't mean that it's right.
但是不代表这是对的。
And some people love to go out there.And you have sexual relationship with everyone.
就好像有些人会喜欢出去去找不同的性伴侣。
And maybe the reason they do because they feel good.
他们这样做也许他们觉得这样很好。
But it doesn't mean it's right.
但不代表这是对的。
So that's why we as human beings.
作为人。
We cannot go with our feelings.
我们不可以只是凭着自己的感觉去行事。
Because quite often feelings is always related to sin.
因为常常我们的感觉是跟罪常常会跟罪是有关系的。
Quite often our feeling is not after God's own heart.
常常我们的感觉并不是合神心意的。
When you feel like this, when you feel like that.
我们感觉这样，我们感觉那样。
And the only way for us to validate our feeling is right or wrong is by knowing and understanding the word of God.
我们唯一可以作为 指标来看我们的感觉是否是正确的，就是凭着神的话。
You can see nowadays with many Christians.
就像今天很多的基督徒。
They always seek after miracles and signs.
他们都会，很多人会寻求神迹奇事。
Because after miracles and signs always make them feel very good.
因为神迹奇事都会让他们觉得很好。
But miracles and signs has nothing to do with God's will.
但是神迹奇事跟神的旨意是没有关系的。
In a sense that his will for salvation.
换句话来说是他救恩的这个旨意。
Of course, miracle and sign is from God.
当然，神迹奇事是从神而来的。
But he did not want us to fixate on only this miracle and sign.
但是他不希望我们只是把眼光注目在这里。
What he wants us to do is to understand who he is.
他也希望我们可以了解的是他是谁。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们,
if we want to be a person after God's own heart,
要是我们想成为合神心意的人,
the first thing we must do is to love His word.
首先要做的就是爱慕他的话。
Then we must love to communicate with Him.
我们要喜欢去跟他来沟通。
And we must love to be able to love Him.
那我们也要可以来爱他。
We really don't have these three things.
但要是我们没有这三点的话,
there's no way we can hate sin.
我们没有办法恨恶罪。
And there's no way we can overcome the things of this world.
我们没有办法克服这世上的诱惑。
So let every one of us
让我们每一位
be a person after God's own heart.
成为合神心意的人。
By loving His word.
来靠着爱他的话。
By loving to pray.
靠着爱喜欢常常祷告。
By just loving Him.
或是靠着就是单单爱着他。
May God continue to help all of us.
求神继续的带领我们。
And give us strength.
给予我们力量。
Now let's all rise and sing one hymn, 103.
让我们一起来唱诗103首。
103.
103首。
I'd rather have Jesus than sin.